The discovery of a rare freshwater shrimp that lives in complete darkness in waters deep underground, hundreds of kilometres south of Darwin, may disrupt plans to establish a major shale gas industry in Northern Territory's Beetaloo Basin. The creatures indicate the basin's underwater lake stretches further than first thought and reinforces fears held by community groups, including farmers, that any fracking mishap could cause widespread damage. Jane Barden reports.
It's 2 centimetres long, blind and colourless, but researchers say the shrimp Parisia ungus is the apex predator in a thriving ecosystem of aquifer creatures called stygofauna. Dr. Gavin Rees is a freshwater ecology research scientist with the CSIRO.
This particular species has only been found so far in the Northern Territory. No one has actually found anything as closely related to this.
The genetically distinct species has been found throughout the Cambrian limestone aquifer, which stretches under 500 kilometres of horticulture and cattle grazing country from north of Catherine almost to Tennant Creek. Dr. Rees's report says the fact it's been found across the aquifer shows large parts are connected, and so if there's a spill from gas fracking operations, the damage to water systems could be widespread.
This particular species does seem to be distributed a large geographic range.
The research has been carried out by the CSIRO and funded by the federal government and the gas industry. It's one of a series of studies the NT government promised in a bid to prove that gas extraction could be done safely. The findings worry some Beetaloo Basin pastoralists, including Nutwood Downs station owner Rod Dunbar.
All our water that we use for our domestic and for stock watering purposes, if that underground water is contaminated across the board, we will be unable to run cattle on the property and we'll have to destock.
Resources projects in other parts of Australia, including a planned uranium mine in WA, have been delayed over concerns they could harm similar ecosystems of aquifer creatures. Stefan Eberhard is one of Australia's most experienced stygofauna researchers.
They're processing carbon, they're processing nutrients. They're all a functional part of the ecosystem and very important for the health of groundwater.
Graham Sawyer from the Protect Country Alliance community group is asking the NT government to rethink its belief fracking can be done safely in the Beetaloo Basin.
This research really throws the risk assessments that have been talked about up in the air and they need to be revisited. So we'd be really calling on the government to work out how that's going to be done.
The gas industry body APIA says the NT's Code of Practice for Gas Well Construction outlines strict controls to protect ground and surface water, including requiring multiple layers of steel and cement to separate wells from aquifers and prevent contamination.
Jane Barden reporting there.